today on Doomed! Kanye West is buying Twitter. No, wait, no, that's not right. Elon Musk is buying Truth Social. No, wait, that's not right either. What is it again? I can't remember what. Oh, right. Parler. Anyone remember Parler? Parler apparently being bought by, or really, there was an agreement to an acquisition by Kanye West. Let me pull up my video feed here up on the live stream for people watching on YouTube and Twitch. But we all know really how that goes, right? I mean, we all know how these agreements to buy social media platforms, especially when it comes to people like an Elon Musk or a Kanye West, go, right? And I'm not calling it parlay. It's parlor. I refuse. So people in the chat. So Kanye apparently is going to buy Parler. And for those of you who really, I mean, it's totally possible you don't remember because Parler was like a blip, right? They were like the Friendster of right-wing social media platforms, right? I mean, what are the big ones now, really? Truth Social because of Trump. Rumble because they know how to market themselves, because when you look at a lot of those public view counts on Rumble, they ain't so hot. So what? Truth Social and Rumble, if I'm being generous? Now, why am I talking about Kanye West and Parler? Well, it was in the news, obviously, but why do an episode on Kanye West and Parler? Well, because it's really interesting, and it's you've probably seen these comments, and Jared Holt was the first person I saw mention how mainstream media was sort of really dropping the ball in how it was covering Kanye West again, agreeing to a deal to acquire Parler. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying we have to deal in the realities of what it is. I mean, Elon Musk signed a legal document to acquire Twitter, and he tried to wriggle his way out of it, and it's still not cemented in stone yet because they're going to court to see what happens. After he did try to wriggle his way out of it. So, again, will Kanye buy it? I don't know. I'm not saying he's not going to. He agreed to do it. But I got to see more than even the pen to the paper. I got to see the deal closed. Again, we saw pen to the paper with Musk. And, oh, is my hair especially ridiculous today? I see some people in the chat. Well, I got to get a haircut. It's a bit crazy today. It's a bit crazy today. A little bit crazy. Just a tad. Let me, here you go. There you go. So, this is what the mainstream media sort of left out. And it seemed like a lot of them have fixed this since. But when the news first broke that Kanye had, again, agreed to acquire Parler, a lot of media covered it. First of all, they covered it as if it was going to be a done deal, but also they covered it as, oh, Kanye is buying this conservative social media platform, and they sort of connected it to Kanye's, I don't want to say recent turn. How did this light get moved? Hold on one second. What's going on here? I don't want to say Kanye's recent turn, because that's not accurate, but Kanye's, I don't know, he's been on TV in the, over the past week or two, going on, I don't know what else to describe it other than like a, an anti-Semitic tear. He's seemingly decided to go take TV hits just to rag on the Jews. It's really unbelievable. And of course, conservative media. I mean, Tucker Carlson and Fox News literally enabled him. Literally edited out some portions of it. And I'm not going to play any of it here because I don't want to get, I rarely decide not to play something to give it attention, but I truthfully think it's so fucking empty, gross, and ridiculous. I'm not going to play it here. And then he went on a number of other shows that didn't air, and he went on Revolt, you know, P. Diddy's channel, or Diddy, whatever the hell he's calling himself now. And then Kanye's calling himself Yee now, right? That's his legal name now? I mean, give me a break. But that's what he's doing. And, let that be the worst he's done. I would happily call him Yee if that's all the issue was. So he's, I mean, one of the things that leaked by Kanye himself was like Diddy DM'd him and was like, dude, can we, and this is not verbatim, but the general consensus of the summary of the DMs were Diddy was like, dude, can we need to see each other. What's going on with you? And Kanye's going off on Diddy's like being controlled by like his Jewish masters or something, Kanye said, if I'm recalling it correctly. Just ridiculous stuff. Ridiculous stuff. And he leaked it himself. Like, that's the part that I'm actually like none of this is obviously like humorous. But the fact that Kanye is the one who like screenshotted it because he didn't see anything wrong with it is sort of like so stunning you can't help but like laugh at the ridiculousness of that part of it. But so he's going on this anti-Semitic tear, and he's been going the conservative route, it seems like, for the past couple of years. Seemingly from what has been talked about, it seems like his divorce with Kim Kardashian has a lot to do with his breakdown. Apparently the Jews are to blame for divorce. But oh, it's pronounced like yay, not ye. Yay? That's what we're called. Yay? Okay. Kanye. Oh. Yay. As you can see, I'm not a Kanye fan. I've never been a Kanye fan, honestly. And not because I don't think he's talented or his music isn't good. He's got a few songs I think are good. Quite good. Even though he's not my style of music. But I've always thought he was a huge asshole. And not really even in, like, the way celebrities and, like, superstars and, like, divas. And I don't say that in the gendered way either. Divas, male or female. Sort of snobbish or uptight or standoffish or just, rude, off-putting. I don't even mean it like that. Like, those celebrities are assholes too, but if you're just that, I think the argument that your art can speak above that, I could go for that. But there's only been something with how Kanye, he always rubbed me the wrong way. I always thought he was, something was off in terms of, obviously his politics have a lot to do with it. But you know, we all think of the Taylor Swift thing, right? I mean, what a dick move. Narcissist. Yes, thank you. Yes, I got a few people. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, C. Joe J. Right. Narcissist is the word I'm looking for. I mean, it's way more than just being a normal asshole. Like, a lot of musical artists, from rock stars and rappers, are just could be assholes. But they could be talented enough where, that doesn't matter. They're good. They're talented. Well, you know, no one's perfect. You got to take the good with the bad. Kanye goes above that, beyond that. And I've always felt that way. But yeah, he's gotten along. He's no longer the same Kanye that on air said George Bush doesn't care about black people. Mega Anaconda says he's a moron. Oh yeah, it's Zachamania. Obama called him a jackass, didn't he? Right. Yeah, he's just not a good person. And it's well beyond just being an asshole. And people can chalk this up to, I've seen people mention that he's clearly going through a mental breakdown. And I think that's true. Because we've obviously seen him before and we know how he is. And he's always been a narcissist and an asshole. But this is definitely to the extreme now at this point. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to, I have no idea, and nor do I really think it's an excuse either. Like, I think it's important to recognize that something is going on, and to factor that into the equation. But that is in no way an excuse for someone to go on multiple TV shows, podcasts, interviews, whatever, and go out of his way to be an anti-Semite. It's just that simple. I don't know what his people are talking in the chat. I don't know what his issue is. And whatever it is, I hope he gets help. There are plenty of people who face mental health issues every day who do not have the resources Kanye West has. And they don't do what Kanye West has been doing. I'm sorry. Again, you want to factor that into, okay, when he gets help, you'll see. And then we could say, oh, okay, well, okay, fine. Until he gets that help, and we know that there was something going on there, then, I mean, you just can't excuse it. And even then. Pranay says it's not an excuse. It's ableist to blame hate on mental illness. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you can both recognize the dude needs help and also recognize that whatever he's going through is not responsible for what he's been doing. And I didn't really mean to go on this whole diagnosis discussion of Kanye. And again, that's not really what I'm doing. But I didn't mean to go on this discussion of Kanye West because I don't really care about Kanye West, honestly. I don't care about him whatsoever. I mean, but he is going to purchase one of the conservative social media platforms, or so he says. And what's interesting is not really that Parler's now going to hit it big or anything like that, because I don't think it is. And I don't think anyone believes it's going to, because Parler's time has come and gone. If you'll recall, Parler sort of blew up around the election season in 2020, especially after Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc., started to really enforce its election fraud disinformation policies. And so a lot of right-wingers flocked to what at the time was the only real alternative for conservatives. It was Parler. And then January 6th comes around, and, you know, Parler was obviously flourishing between, like, you know, the election season, like November 2020 and then January 2021. And it's really peaking in January because, lo and behold, the Parler audience, a lot of overlap with those folks and the folks who showed up at the Capitol building on January 6th, 2021, to riot and try to overturn the election and install dictator Donald Trump as the president, even though he lost the 2020 presidential election. And so Parler really blows up then, and at the same time, because of how its conservative users are weaponizing the platform and the things they're saying there, big tech platforms like Google and Apple kicked them out of the App Store. And Parler basically was sort of not having any content moderation, was just letting all sorts of threats and really gross content fly. And, you know, Google and Apple attempted to work with them, but they were left with no choice. And eventually, you know, Parler did make it back to the App Store. And then way later, like very recent, Parler finally made it back to the Google Play Store. But by then, excuse me, I'm feeling very parched. So excuse me if I take a few sips of my drink. By then, we already have a plethora of right-wing alternative social media channels. You know, we've got Trump's own Truth Social, and, you know, seems to have really taken the perch as the number one alternative platform for conservatives. It seems like most of them have flocked there. Again, it's not as nowhere near as big as platforms like Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, but it's the biggest of the conservative media platforms. And then you got Getter, which is Jason Miller, the former Trump sycophant, turned Trump bitch, really, honestly. He was begging Trump to join the platform as Trump was openly mocking him about it. In Truth Social's own white papers and stuff. But anyway, Jason Miller's Getter, which is another wasteland, nothing going on there. You got Rumble, which is like the YouTube for conservatives, which they are in a unique lane there, so they're good and set. They do decent traffic, and again, not great though. Yeah. Sometimes there'll be a couple tens of thousands of people on, like, the main live stream on the homepage. And then other times you'll look at, like, how many views the influencers that they are paying to create content are getting. And it's, like, some people are getting, like, low four figures, like 1, 2, 3, 4,000 views. Some maybe 8,000, 10,000. These are people being paid to create content for Rumble. Then you got, what else? You got Gab, which is like the really far-right social media platform. And again, not huge, but it gets a lot more traffic than Parler. I mean, Gab's probably the closest to Truth Social, honestly, in terms of views. But let's talk about why Kanye's buying Parler. And, you know what? First, before we do that, And let's do that, and then we'll get back to these Parler numbers. So let's talk about why Kanye is buying Parler. Now, we'll be spun, and that's what we saw, this whole thing where Kanye was being canceled from social media. He was being banned, suspended, put on like weeks-long suspensions, and his content, his posts about the Jews were being censored. What happened to free speech, man? Can't even question the globalist Jewish elites, man. What's going on? It's ridiculous that these people are defending this. Right-wingers. But what's being spun is, you know, he was suspended from Instagram, Twitter, etc. What does he say? He was going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews? DEFCON. But anyway, it's going to be spun, and it's being spun that, you know, he decided he's buying a platform so that his great ideas about the Jews, apparently, you know, so he could question, I guess, how many, well, you know, like white supremacists do, question how many really died in the Holocaust. Those important ideas. Just talking the battleground of the marketplace of ideas, man. So that's why he's buying Parler, is what we're being told. Well, you know, he needs a social media platform. Of course, he can't just go to Truth Social or Gab or Getter or whatever the fuck. He's got to have his own social media platform. Or even wait for Elon Musk to buy Twitter if he actually does. Because, you know, then Elon, who's posting memes of him hanging out with Kanye, is, you know, doing the Dragon Ball Z merge thing or whatever. Fucking idiot. Surrounded by idiots with money. Truly. I mean, really, we are. Don't ever let anyone, you know, I'm going on tangents here, but it's one of those type of shows. Don't ever let anyone tell you that these people, you know, that hard work gets you, you know, your just desserts, your reward or whatever. It's bullshit. Look at these idiots. Look at these stupid motherfuckers. Seriously. Elon Musk, so fucking dumb. Kanye West, so fucking dumb. Who else? Donald Trump. I mean, come on. These are our billionaire elites. Who we're supposed to believe that these are the cream of the crop that rose up in the free marketplace, the free market of ideas? Give me a break. This is absolute proof that it's all bullshit. It's whoever could be the best and most committed bullshit artist. It's whoever can have zero morals, zero respect for the people around them, zero personal ethics of what's right and what's wrong. And you have to be the type of person that will step on others and destroy the lives of others for you to not even just make it or live or survive, because then I would get it. No. This is the truth of what this is, of what capitalism is. And it is the person who shits on the greatest amount of people the most will be rewarded the most, will get the best rewards. No empathy, no care in the world for anyone but themselves. Every one of these people are narcissists. And that's who's being, that's what's rewarded, truthfully. Narcissism. Play the game just enough so you hold back your narcissism to get in and network with the right people. And then bullshit to those people. Don't even care even about those other people in your elite class. Just bullshit them enough to extract and extort money out of them. And this is what we get. A meritocracy of idiots. And we're told these people are super smart. These people who never had a good idea, who steal from others, or use their disgustingly gained funding to acquire other people's good ideas, or get the government, convince the government or other or VC funds that you are a genius because you are an exquisite bullshit artist, and get unlimited venture capital or government subsidies. Like, truly, these people are all too big to fail. Elon, Kanye, Trump, they have failed over and over again, and they can continue to fail over and over again. And there's no way it'll ever affect them, because they will continue to be rewarded for who they are. But anyway, back to why Kanye's buying Parler. Newsflash, it's not because Kanye decided it was a great idea to buy Parler, because as, what's this article I was reading before? All right, in The Verge, Makena Kelly, who if I saw this article earlier, damn, I would have invited her on the show to talk about it, but Makena Kelly in The Verge spoke to a source familiar with the discussions between Kanye and Parler. Parler's parent company, Parliament. And apparently, Parler's parent company has been trying to offload its social media platform to potential buyers for weeks. And that one prospective buyer described Parliament's asking price for the platform as wildly inflated and said they were stunned by the site's low number of daily active users. And then I saw earlier, according to ComScore, and this came out via right-wing media tracker The Writing, Parler only receives 137,000 unique visitors a month, and this is the most recent month ComScore had, which was in August, about a month and a half ago, I guess. You would have the entirety of August, right? 137,000 uniques in August. I checked what it had at its height. Again, that was January 2021. 12.3 million uniques in January 2021. From 12.3 million uniques to 137,000 in just about 2 years. A little bit less than 2 years. Unclear how much he's buying it for. But clearly, if they were looking for an inflated number, according to people who were looking into it. And Kanye joined Parler. And, you know, even Trump over on Truth Social, let's look up. You know, Trump owns Truth Social. Even Trump over on Truth Social. I'm going to pull up these screenshots here of these their profiles. Trump over on Truth Social has about 4.3 million followers. Not bad. I mean, it's not the tens of millions he had on Twitter and the tens of millions he has on Facebook, but 4.3 million followers, not bad for an alternative social media platform. How many are regularly active? I don't know, but 4.3 million people, or accounts, I should say. 4.3 million accounts follow him. Not bad. Over on Parler. Now, Kanye just joined. But you could think the news of Kanye buying Parler would have amounted to a quick plethora of followers, right? Maybe a couple hundred thousand. Kanye's got 18,400. I was going to say 18.4K, but I want to be more clear. 18,400 followers on Parler. That's it. That's it. And that's on the news. So imagine if this wasn't, Parler wasn't in the limelight, as it's usually not, and it doesn't have the press coverage driving traffic to it of Kanye agreeing to acquire the company. followers. But again, he's not buying. I mean, he's going to say he's buying it because he needs a platform of his own. Fine. That's going to be his spin. But there's no way it's worth whatever he's going to pay for it. And I think the moral of this story is, honestly, the right-wing grift is stronger than ever. Because Kanye is, interestingly, acquiring Parler just after he's been seen hanging around Candace Owens. Now, you all know Candace Owens, conservative commentator Candace Owens, Blexit founder Candace Owens. Hitler wouldn't have been so bad if he just, you know, did what he was doing in Germany. You know, if he just did the Holocaust, you know, and continued to eradicate the Jewish people living in Germany. If he just did that within Germany's borders, it'd have been fine. That was what Candace Owens said, essentially. In not so many words, but she did exactly say, you know, Hitler's problem was that he expanded outside of Germany, which means, ostensibly, you would have been fine with all that going on inside Germany. And, you know, you also saw Kanye recently at that, Paris Fashion Show? Paris Fashion Week? I don't know. That world, but she was hanging out with him there. They're both wearing their White Lives Matter shirts. Very edgy. Very edgy. This is what's considered rebellious nowadays. It's stunning. It's stunning. This is what's considered rebellious. Nowadays. But that's what they did. And Kanye's spending a lot of time with Candace Owens. And you might be asking, how is that relevant to Parler? And it's very relevant to Parler because Candace Owens is married to the CEO of Parler, George Farmer. Now, I don't know how else. Again, we don't know all the details yet, but there is no way this came together completely organically. Kanye reaching out to them and saying, this is what I want to do. I want Parler. This is without a doubt a bunch of right-wing grifters like Candace Owens realizing they want to sell Parler. There's some money to be made. I believe Parler CEO George Farmer, and I got to double check this, but I believe Parler CEO George Farmer gets some sort of big bonus if he heads up the acquisition of Parler. I mean, you better believe they're getting some money out of it. And Kanye's hanging out with Candace Owens and George Farmer. And all of a sudden he announces he's acquiring Parler. I mean, they're offloading it on him. Based on what we know from these other sources and other reporting, like in this Verge article I read, Parler was looking for a lot of money and they were trying to offload it. Clearly, they're trying to sell it off for way more than it's worth. And how do you get someone to agree to buy something for way more than it's worth? Well, it's very simple. You embellish exactly what it's worth. I mean, it's pretty simple. They've clearly sold this to Kanye. I don't have any proof that they're not saying, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that they faked any numbers or traffic information or anything like that to Kanye. What I'm saying is clearly they are trying to sell Parler on how much they, and this, you see this a lot in tech. Never quite with numbers this low in terms of traffic, but a lot of times you'll see companies embellish their customer base, other sorts of things. I mean, I covered for Scam Economy and in a piece for Mashable, Helium, that Web3 project, how they embellished who their clients were. I mean, frankly, they outright lied in some cases, but they claimed they had clients they did not have in order to sell their product to investors whom they needed to fund the company. And this is probably something similar happening here. They've clearly sold Kanye that Parler is a major alternative social media platform, when in reality, it's the bottom of the barrel, the very least popular, and that's being kind there, of the alternative conservative media platforms. And they've sold him on that. They're taking advantage of a guy who's clearly going through something. And they're getting a nice payday out of it if Kanye carries through, goes through with the deal. I mean, that's simple. They're taking advantage of the guy. It's the right-wing grift. They have no problem doing it. We've seen this all the time. We got Alex Jones selling bullshit supplements to his fans who believe every word he says about the various conspiracy theories and the New World Order and the Rothschild and the globalist elites and every other bullshit storyline he sells them while carrying water for the Trumps and other right-wing sycophants in the world who actually do pull the strings and run things via their wealth of riches and lobbyists. And he takes advantage of his fans every day, extracts money from them every which way, hundreds of millions of dollars worth. We see this with Donald Trump and his various projects over the years. If we want to talk strictly politics, we see how he pilfers the pocketbooks of his elderly fan base by sending email chain letter after email chain letter begging for donations. That goes for to all sorts of things that enrich him. I mean, this is the right-wing grift at its finest. We got people like Jordan Peterson selling self-help to lonely young white men who are lost, and instead of getting them the help they need, getting them on the right track, he takes advantage of them and blames all their problems for cultural Marxism instead of guiding them the right way. Tells them to blame liberals and leftists and feminists for their inability to socialize with their peers. And he sells them books, telling them the reason for their problems is all this, everything I just mentioned. And also, by the way, you should clean your room. I mean, It's gross what these guys get away with. It's gross. It's absolutely gross what these guys get away with. And yeah, this episode's been a little bit of a rant here and there. But there was a few things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Kanye. I wanted to talk about Parler. I wanted to talk about this soon to come, maybe, acquisition. I wanted to talk about why Kanye's buying Parler and the real reason behind that. And how the right-wing grift is strong. And this is exactly what they do. Like, what's Kanye going to do at Parler when he realizes, when he wakes up and realizes there's nothing to it? Like, it's not coming back. Anyone who thinks Kanye West is going to revitalize Parler is fooling themselves. Kanye West's musical fan base has no interest in a free speech, aka right-wing, social media platform. They've got no interest in that. They find exactly what they need on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. Why would they go to Parler? They don't care about having these sorts of ridiculous conversations that conservatives think they need to have the freedom to do. Kanye West fan base isn't yearning for a place to discuss ivermectin and how many Jews died in the Holocaust. They're not going to Parler. Kanye West's not bringing people to Parler. He's lighting his money on fire. He's lighting his money on fire. I mean, sure. Go ahead. I mean, the only sad thing is, I guess, is that Candace Owens and family will enrich themselves off this, but what are you going to do about it? I mean, the conservative media sphere has lined up behind Truth Social, and even that's not doing so great. And it's lined up behind Rumble, and even that's just doing okay. I mean, go ahead. Buy Parler. Have fun. Enjoy your 18,000 followers on your own platform. Oh, my God. Well, folks, patreon.com/MattBinder. To subscribe to this channel and support this channel with a monetary monthly subscription. It has been a very hard year from here. What am I saying? A very hard month for this audience, it seems. I've had a number of people have to cancel. And again, this is going to be the first month where we're clearly, obviously going to be down Patreon subscribers, but it happens. If there was ever a month though to subscribe to the show, if you were considering it, this would be the month. If like half a dozen of you subscribed right now, we would be headed back on track. We're about, I want to say 15 subscribers down from our peak. And yeah, if you got a lot of patrons, you're probably like 15. I lose a couple hundred every month and then gain a couple hundred every month. It's not happening here. Usually we, you know, lose maybe a few and then gain maybe half a dozen to a dozen every month. Well, this month we've gained just a few and lost about a dozen or more this month. It's been a rough month. A lot of people leaving because of financial difficulties, loss of jobs. So I get it, obviously, for those people. You got to take care of yourself first, and please do so. This is a call for patrons who have discretionary, is that the word I'm looking for? Income, extra cash in their pockets that they'd like to use to support a growing media empire known as Doomed and my other show, Scam Economy. Just go to patreon.com/MattBinder, just like these fine folks did this month. I'm gonna name all of the October patrons right now because of how much I appreciate you subscribing and joining on this very slow month. Ronald H, Jonathan W, Shannon T, Sarah J, Travis F, Words Greenwood, MJ, and Jules H. Thank you all so much for disposable income. That's what I was looking for. What did I say? Discretionary income? What a... Talk about idiots. But I'm not one of those idiots with money. I could be an idiot with money if you join patreon.com/MattBinder. You like what I did? As always, youtube.com/MattBinder to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, if you're watching the live stream, you could drop a live chat. You could drop a live chat. You drop a super chat in the live chat to give a one-off monetary donation. Like a tip jar type of thing. And I'll read your super chats in the second half. We're going to go to the second half now where I will take your calls. Fire up Skype, open Skype, search Doomed Live, and I will take your calls. We are also, once again, multi-streaming on Twitch. We couldn't do that last week because there was a problem with Restream. Last week there was... Some stuff to talk about, but first, let me mention that, I guess. Last Tuesday, there was no Doomed episode because I was a guest on I'm so sorry. It's been, you know, it's one of those episodes where I'm doing the whole thing, you know what I mean? So I gotta, you know, it's just one of those episodes. I went on, oh my God, what's the name of the show? The movie extravaganza, right? That's what they're called. I'm going to have to give them a nice little shout out now for so badly. Movie Night Extravaganza, right? Follow them on Twitter at Movie Night Extra. I went on Movie Night Extravaganza. They've been inviting me on for, months, if not longer. And they're doing the zombie night every week this month for Halloween. And they asked me to go on for the Return of the Living Dead episode. Let's talk about Return of the Living Dead, one of my favorite horror movies. And I had to do it. So check that out. I was on that last Tuesday night. You could check it out on their channel, youtube.com/movie night extravaganza. You could also check out the podcast, their podcast. It's links on there too. And then you can check that episode out. It was a good episode. It was a lot of fun. Also you can, what else did I do? What else? Right. What was I even talking about? I'm so out of it right now. Oh my God. There's so much I have to tell you about. Okay. So that's what I was doing last Tuesday. That's why there was no live Doomed. And then, there hasn't been a Doomed since, right. So then also, not this past Thursday night, but the Thursday night before that, on the Scam Economy post show, a listener told me that Vosh was watching my segment on the Majority Report from earlier that day. This is the first Doomed episode since this happened. Earlier that day, where we were having a little heated debate discussion about Ukraine and Russia and the U.S. funding Ukraine. And so Vosh was watching it and someone told me. So I pulled up the Vosh's live stream during my Scam Economy post show live stream. And as I'm watching, I said something in the comments on his stream, and someone was like, oh, Matt Binder's here. And then Vosh realized I was there, and he asked me if I wanted to call in. So then I called into Vosh's live stream while I was live streaming me watching Vosh's live stream, if you're following. And while I was talking to Vosh on his live stream and also talking to Vosh on his live stream being watched on my live stream, Dylan Burns was watching Vosh's live streams. Then he, after I stopped talking to Vosh on his live stream, Dylan Burns called into my live stream, and we had a discussion on the matter as well. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm probably going to cut those two interviews up and put them on the main Doom feed too, the Doom podcast feed. And of course, the Doom podcast can be found at doomedcast.com. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, be sure to leave a review for Doomed while you're there. So yeah, I spoke with Vosh, spoke with Dylan Burns. Hope to do more with Vosh. Hope to do more with Dylan Burns. He was in Ukraine too, Dylan, when he called. I don't know if he's still there. Dylan lost connection, but then he called back in, I believe. All right, so back to Twitch. Last Thursday, I couldn't multicast on Twitch because Restream was down, but everything's working now. That's where this conversation was going. That's where I was lost. I was like, how did I get into this part of the conversation? Because I was trying to recall why I didn't stream on Twitch last Thursday. But anyway, we're multi-streaming once again. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch. Twitch.tv/MattBinder. We're about 40 followers away on Twitch from 3,000 followers. That's free, by the way, the Twitch followers. Completely free. And as always, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, this is a great way, truly, to support this channel. If you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, because it's convenient, depending on where you live or whatever, and that's you have the money and that's where it's got to go, and you don't have any extra money after that, I totally get it. Amazon Prime for some people is a necessity, quite frankly. If you live somewhere where can't get easy access to food and, other necessities, and then Amazon Prime has that free, Prime delivery. What is it, like next day or 2-day delivery? I can't remember. I get it, why you would need Prime. But if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, Amazon gives you a free Twitch Prime subscription every month. What does that mean? It means that part of the Amazon Prime subscription you're already paying for is a free, on the house, Twitch subscription to your paid Twitch subscription to your favorite Twitch creator. You get one each month, free with your Amazon Prime subscription. Free for you. Doesn't cost you anything extra. But you basically force Amazon to give a tiny sliver of their Amazon Prime cut from, what you get paid. From what you paid, excuse me. And they give it to your one favorite creator every month. Like, it's a waste not to use it. You're basically letting Amazon keep this money. They make enough. They don't need the extra whatever Twitch Prime subscription is worth. I think it's like $5. I'm not 100% sure. But if enough of you subscribe via Twitch Prime to someone like me, those $5 add up. Could be a couple $100. Could be maybe one day $1,000, a couple $1,000. That would be incredible. We're not there yet. But those couple $100 that your combined Amazon Prime, Twitch Prime subscriptions, go to are a big help. So Twitch.tv/MattBinder. Remember, Amazon gives a very small cut. It's a freebie. And And of course, you're always welcome to if you're a regular Twitch user and you prefer to subscribe a paid subscription via Twitch, you're welcome to do that too. But Patreon is preferred if you're going to do a paid monthly subscription, just because they give me a bigger cut. And let me thank some of the folks who've been doing those Twitch Prime subscriptions. Roland Child, subscribe with Prime. Femme Otter, subscribe with Prime. Spar156, subscribe with Prime. Entity Mel, subscribe with Prime. Chicago Clean, subscribe with Prime. Keely, subscribed for 1 month at Tier 1. Thank you. Princess Monocle, resubscribed with Prime. Subscribed for 4 months in a row now. Thank you so much. Valinova gave out 5 community gift subs. Thank you so much. Andrew Kumar, subscribed with Prime. A Social Communist, resubscribed for 1 month at Tier 1. They've been a subscriber for 7 months. Thank you so much. Nickel Beretta, subscriber Prime. Thank you so much, everyone, whether it's a Prime subscription, a paid Twitch subscription. All greatly appreciated. Ooh, I got a little hype train going on Twitch right now because of all those subscriptions that came in. And as always, thank you so much to the patrons who I named. Again, can't do it without the patrons. That's what gives me this sort of, you know, level of regular, you know, support coming in. And we will be. Is there anything else? I think that's it for now. I think I've done all my promos for now. We're going to be going. We're going to be going to the second half of the show where I'll be taking your calls. Once again, patreon.com/MattBinder. No, what did I say that for? That's not what I meant to say. I said that already. Skype. Doomed Live to call into the show. I'm going to open up Skype now. To everyone listening to the free podcast, this is where I say, I will see you next time on Doomed.